Welcome to the Asian Supply Chain Podcast, your gateway to the latest innovations, strategies, and trends shaping supply chain management across Asia. Each week, join us as we sit down with industry experts, visionary CEOs, and thought leaders driving change in the Asian supply chain landscape. Whether you're a seasoned professional or an inspiring leader, get ready for actionable insights and inspiring conversations that will propel your supply chain journey forward. Prepare for a journey of discovery. This is the Asian Supply Chain Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Asian Supply Chain Podcast, where we delve into the latest trends and insights shaping the world of supply chain in Asia. And I'm your host, Nur Hadi. And today we have the honor of being joined by a distinguished leader in the field of manufacturing and supply chain. She is Tun Kim Ong, the GM for IBM Manufacturing Solutions, and she is based in Singapore. So we will be exploring the theme of harnessing women's leadership in supply chain. All right, so I want to start with a question about the journey and experience as a woman in the supply chain industry, particularly within this Southeast Asian context, Tun Kim. So can you share a little bit about your journey and your experience on that context?
Oh, most certainly, Nur Hadi. And first and foremost, thank you so much for inviting me to your Asian Supply Chain podcast. And especially on this topic on harnessing women's leadership in supply chain. So for myself, I joined supply chain about 10 years ago. And prior to the supply chain, I was in the procurement organization for about 15 years. So my deep expertise is very much in procurement. So when I joined supply chain, I was kind of a newbie. And in fact, when I first joined, I was pretty much overwhelmed with the industry acronyms, the technical jargons that are being used. And when I was in supply chain, when I first joined, I actually took on a leadership role. So imagine that I don't have that supply chain experience, and yet I need to hop into a leadership role, leading a team of more than 60 to 80 supply chain professionals. It was a learning curve for me. So there were a lot that I need to learn because supply chain is really huge, very complex, and the ecosystems are just so dynamic. But what I realized and learned is that it is important for very close collaboration, having that collaborative mindset and collaborating with other end-to-end teams like the manufacturing colleagues, the peers, the engineering, the logistics. It is so important. So for me, the experiences is that, hey, I really need to roll up my sleeve, get to learn the basic, learned about the technicality, the industry acronyms, and most importantly, having this collaborative mindset. Reason is, if I were to look at supply chain, Nahadi, supply chain is like a team sport. You really cannot succeed if you are on your own. The more you collaborate, actually, the more successful and the more you can deliver to your clients and also ensure that your organization is profitable. So yeah, that was my journey and experiences in this very dynamic ecosystems.
So what are some of the unique challenges that women face in the supply chain industry, particularly in the context of Southeast Asia, and how have you navigated through them in your career?
I see that in supply chain, if we were to look at our understanding of supply chain, we will see that majority of the supply chain workforce are the frontliners. Take, for example, during pandemic, right? Pandemic supply chain employees are considered as essential employees, where you need to be physically available in the manufacturing plants or in the factories. So one of the challenge is that, you know, because of the need to be physically on site, it does not give as much flexibility as some of the other roles where they can be done remotely.
Okay.
And you know that in today's environment or in anywhere, right? A woman everywhere, not just in Southeast Asia, we do play a lot of different roles as an employee, as a mother, as a wife, no, as a daughter. So there are many roles that a woman needs to play. So having that flexibility would be very effective and important. So if we need to be on site as a frontliner all the time, and without that flexibility, it does give some challenge. That is one. The other challenge that I do see is that supply chain, it's considered as a male-dominated industry, right?
Male-dominated.
And yes, male-dominated. I mean, if you were to look at the percentage, and there are still companies that are hiring based on gender, not so much on skill base. And so this is one area which I think collectively as a organization, as a country, we need to see how we can encourage companies to be more skill-based hiring approach rather than
yeah.
gender-based in this. And the third area which I think that most of the women do face is our bravery, or rather I say our whether do we dare to speak up and ask questions. This is actually really important, being bold enough to ask questions and not to be afraid to be perceived as asking questions that may be silly or you know, people think that you should know the answer kind of thing. So not to be afraid to speak up, and also not to be afraid to be perceived that if you do speak up, you have to be seen as loud and aggressive. So I think those are some of the challenges and the attributes within women that we may face in this very unique area. So my way of navigating would therefore be definitely building transparency and trust in my people, whether is it my own team, my peers, my own leaders, and at the same time to be brave enough to step up to ask questions, because it's all right that you don't know. It's all right to ask your own team members if you are not familiar with certain things. I think that's perfectly fine. You don't have to be saying that just because you're a leader, you need to know everything. So that's how I have navigated through my career.
Yeah. So I want to ask you another question about how can organizations in the region better support and empower women to advance their career in the supply chain field? Because actually, reflection from my experience, I've been working in the a multinational company, luckily, and they really give us support us not only for men but also for women. But how do you see that?
Yeah, Nahadi, you brought in a very good point about, you know, some organizations, maybe in a bigger organizations, you do see the support. I think that the support to be given to the woman, and not just woman, in fact, for men as well, is very critical. My view on how women can thrive and what the company can do is that the company needs to first trust and respond to this very changing dynamics of the workforce. For example, right, trust is really important. When I said about the changing dynamics, if you were to look around, the workforce is now very inclined to being able to work from home. being able to have the flexibility to work in a hybrid model. So if the company is wanting to support women, I think that the company will need to respond to this changing dynamics and to give more flexibility in terms of looking at how they can support the working from remotely or in a hybrid model, work out some kind of work structure which the employees can come to office and at the same time, they can have the flexibility to work from
right.
home. That is one. The other ways that we can help women is to value. I think it's important to have this culture in the organization where you value the ideas and perspective that comes from different people. And you give them that space to voice out their thoughts and their ideas. As one other ways which I would really, really encourage is to do targeted kind of development opportunities, because all of us are at different stage of our life and at different stage of our career. So sometimes development plans may be a one size fits all, but it wouldn't work well for some other people. So it's important to have more of a targeted development opportunities for different women at different stage of their career as well as in their life. And after doing that, you also need to provide a very supportive community, resources such as mentoring, coaching, and give them opportunities to network with other other women so that they can exchange their experiences, they can exchange their learning, celebrate their own, the milestones, right, that they have achieved, and basically to learn and grow together. So those are the ways where organizations can support and empower women.
Yeah, interesting. So can you also share an example of the successful woman-led initiative or project, right, within the supply chain industry in Southeast Asia that have made a significant impact? Maybe from IBM, for example.
Yeah, I'm sure there are so many, so many women-led initiatives, right, that are very successful. So let me share what is closest to my heart, and that is within the IBM organization. There are many women in IBM in the supply chain who have inspired me. The couple of examples which is closest to the IBM Manufacturing Solutions is one of our women senior leader in engineering. Now, we do have our manufacturing plants in Singapore. That was a couple of years ago. And when we took on a different role, as in stepping up the value chain as being the supply chain hub, this particular woman leader actually spearheaded the Industry 4.0 initiatives. She prepared her team of engineers to be ready, taking up course like full stack developers and getting themselves into this Industry 4.0 Industry 4.0, which was actually very new. That was 4 to 5 years ago. But she took the leap and she actually spearheaded this Industry 4.0 technologies within IBM, and she implemented that across the different manufacturing locations in IBM globally. And not only that, she has also stepped outside of the IBM organization. So right now, her team and herself, they are showcasing and implementing Industry 4.0 solutions and technologies to our clients. So this is certainly a very successful led initiative by her. And she is actually recognized by our Manufacturing Leadership Council globally as a digital woman transformation leader. So that is one example. I am actually extremely proud of the supply chain leaders in our women professionals in IBM because a few of them were actually recognized as thought leaders. In Singapore, we have this Singapore Women in Tech 100, or even the top 50 Asia tech women. They are actually recognized in those award ceremony. And then finally, as an organization, the IBM Manufacturing also achieved recognition, achievement in the CVs for women thought leadership, as well as achievement in developing and promoting women. So these are
Interesting.
some very key achievements, Nahadi, that I am exceptionally proud of this of the women leaders in the supply chain and the professionals.
Yeah, interesting. So this is my last question on today's episode. Thank you. What advice would you give to aspiring female professionals who are considering a career in supply chain, especially in Indonesia, in Singapore, Malaysia, and other countries in Southeast Asia?
I love this. I love this. In fact, I would say, come join supply chain. You know why? Because supply chain is one of the very key business units in the organization, right? It is being noticed. It has a lot of visibility in the boardroom, especially over the past years, and also the focus on digital transformation and AI technologies. So if you were to look at this, this is definitely supply chain is the area to go to because it is exciting to be where you are in the future and with this transformation journey. My advice to any of the female professionals is to do these three things. I like to use these three laws, which I actually applied it in my own career journey. The first law is what we call the law of intentionality. Do note that your career does not happen automatically. You are the owner of your own career. So create the path that you want, and not let others build it for you. So intentionally go and find yourself a role in supply chain. So don't assume that your manager or people around you will help to build it for you. So that is law number one, law of intentionality. Law number two is to be curious. Law of curiosity means you put on this curiosity mind to want to learn more, be interested in new ideas, new experience, and trust yourself. Right. Don't be worried that just because this is a male-dominated industry, you have to force fit yourself and you may not be able to do the work. So I would encourage the ladies, the woman, to trust yourself and your capabilities. And then the very last law that I applied is the law of modeling.
Modeling.
Modeling, yes, law of modeling is, success leaves clues. It's like when you walk on a beach, you have a footprint, and if you left your footprint there, the next person who walks behind you will be able to follow that footprint and lead to somewhere.
All
So
right.
that is exactly what I meant by, success leaves clues. So you can actually speed up your growth by getting yourself mentors. Get yourself a mentor who has proven experience in supply chain, who has track records in making a difference in someone's life. And I found this especially powerful because I myself have the privilege to have mentors throughout my different stages of my career in supply chain. And different mentors actually gave me tips on how I can grow my career. And they have indeed made an impact on my growth. So I would strongly encourage, right, female professionals, do get yourself a mentor to speed it up. So if I were to sum it up, these are my three laws: laws of intentionality, laws of curiosity, and lastly, law of modeling.
Love it, love it. Interesting. All right, Tim Kim, I think we are in the end of the today conversation. So thank you again for joining us today. It's been absolutely pleasure having you on the show. Your perspective on importance of diversity, inclusion, and empowering women in supply chain is truly, truly inspiring us, inspiring our listener. Thank you again, Tim Kim.
Thank you, Nahadi. It is my pleasure, and I hope that my experience and conversations will encourage more young women to take the leap and help us to build a really innovative and an inclusive supply chain industry. So thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you for listening to the Asian Supply Chain Podcast. Stay ahead of the curve with us every week as we bring you exclusive insights from industry leaders across Asia. Don't miss out on future episodes. Hit subscribe now and share this podcast with your network. Together, let's shape the future of supply chain management in Asia. Until next time, this is the Asian Supply Chain Podcast. See you soon.